B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
It's going to be New England or Tennessee with the 49ers closing hard on the outside.
So you think the 49ers conversation is real?
I do.
You think that's from Tom or do you think that's from San Francisco?
I think it's from both. I think that there is an appeal. If what's interesting about that is the Patriots sent Jimmy Garoppolo out there for such short collateral. That could Belichick say, hey, why don't you just sign this guy when he comes available for 2 years? I'll take Jimmy back. He'll get you the Super Bowl that you probably could have had this year if you had Brady. We'll start fresh. It would be interesting to me to find out whether or not that would happen because I think that the Niners can release Jimmy Garoppolo outright and suffer no consequence.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Lots of rumors about Tom Brady. There's a new one every day, and
that one's a fun one, though. That one is, and Tommy Curran, there was an interview with a guy named Adam Schein yesterday, and he since has written an article about it. And Karen Garigian from the Boston Herald has followed up on it, and they're all saying, don't dismiss this. Like, there's some weight to this. We're hearing that there's actually a decent amount of talk. And to that, it as you said, Fred, if you're Tom Brady, isn't that your dream scenario?
It checks every single box. You have a running game. They have a good running game. You have an excellent offensive line. You have better weapons than you would have in New England. You have a elite defense, and you have a team that was in the Super Bowl last year.
And as we were saying, like an amazing tight end. Like, we know, I mean, obviously Brady has missed Gronk, but you've got Kittle, who would be a damn good substitute.
The thing is, I don't know if I'm San Francisco, if I want to deal for Tom Brady and then spend the next 10 years looking for my next quarterback.
I think it's a pretty decent idea just because you were so close. And as we were saying, if you are a Kyle Shanahan, you might be saying to yourself, if I would have had Tom Brady at that Super Bowl, we could have won. And if that's the case and you still believe that Tom Brady can be the Tom Brady that he's been the past couple of years, then you make that move. But the other thing is that if you indeed had Jimmy Garoppolo come to the Patriots, I mean, that's if you had to lose Tom Brady, isn't that, as a fan and as Bill Belichick, a best-case scenario? Getting Jimmy Garoppolo, the guy that he has saw something in this entire time, the guy that he was apparently distraught to trade away.
If I'm the Patriots, I'd much rather have Garoppolo than Brady.
See, that's what I'm saying, is that this is a win-win for everybody,
right.
It seems like.
The Patriots should want to do it. Brady obviously would do it. And the only thing is, if I was the GM of 49ers, I would not make that move. But, you know, I'm not the GM.
It's a tough one. It's not a slam dunk.
All I know is I made a Super Bowl with Garoppolo, and if I get Brady, there's no guarantee I'm winning a Super Bowl. And also, I'm going to have to look for my next quarterback, which can take a decade. I mean, it can take a decade to find a guy that can even manage you enough to get you into the Super Bowl.
How long have they been looking before they got Garoppolo?
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
I mean, there's teams that have been looking for a quarterback.
Kaepernick, I mean, and he got him close. So, I mean, at least they had him for a minute, a hot minute.
A hot minute.
That's right. But everyone's got an opinion on where it's not just the Tommy Kearns, the Karen.
Well, we're not looking for opinions. We're looking for people in the know.
We want people who actually, because, I mean, around this area, I mean, Tom Brady lived here. Giselle lived. I mean, you got everyone attached to the Patriots, people who work at Gillette Stadium. Somebody knows something. Somebody has heard an inside conversation, and they want the world to know. That's why we opened this.
The Tom Brady Tip Line. What do you got?
And then Spencer for Hire just starts like...
I'm still on board with this. Maybe in a week I'll be sick of it, but I'm still on board
with the Spencer for Hire theme?
Yeah.
I don't know how, well, I don't know how long you can ride this bit at eight, but nonetheless. I mean, we're going to reach a critical mass with this thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Spencer, obviously a gumshoe with all around Boston. In the two-minute intro to the show, Spencer for Hire, they show him showering with a babe, probably humping, and all the rest.
So the Tom Brady tip line fills up almost immediately. So if you can't get through, you can't leave a message. If it's full, just try again. The number is 617-822-6628. Or as one of our listeners told us, it's also 617-TB-BOOB-U. The letter U makes it easy to remember. Let's get to the calls as we empty out our Tom Brady tip line.
The Tom Brady tip line.
The next message is...
Unbeknownst to him, I watch wrestling and take care of Brady's cats by myself. And I showed up last week, and there's no more TVs and no more cats.
Message deleted.
Jay Stu.
Well, there's no more cats because I get into a blind rage.
No fat chicks?
A blind rage. All right, we continue.
Hey, I make deliveries to the same place where Fred Tucker and Tommy get their nuts waxed, and according to the people there, he's definitely going to San Diego so he can show off those bright, shiny clackers.
Message deleted.
I don't get my balls waxed. That would be exceptionally painful.
And if you went to San Diego to play football, and you ain't playing for the NFL team.
I was just going
to
say, you're going to be disappointed.
Maybe, yeah, maybe you would just go out and, you know, throw the ball around.
Yeah.
Spencer for Hire.
That sweet saxophone.
I did heroin with Tom Brady.
Message deleted.
Now, there are functional heroin addicts.
There are.
There are. They live around.
That's not really a tip of what we're looking for, but that's just a guy who wanted to brag.
He's done heroin, Brady?
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Yes, hi. This is David Bronstad from HGTV.
My favorite person in the world, David Brunson.
My lottery dream home host.
Yes, the most interesting looking man in the world. And someone sent me his Instagram account.
Oh, it is good stuff.
You know what he likes? Decorating trees for every holiday. He's always like, so much pressure. It's Halloween, first party ever at my house.
Yes, hi. This is David Bronstad from HGTV. And I have been tasked to find Tom Brady's next dream home.
Message deleted.
That's not David Bronstad's thing. That would be more... would it be a Love It or List It thing? Or I don't know.
Or the Property Brothers?
The Property Brothers are lame.
They're hunks, though.
I'll tell you, one of them is with Zooey Deschanel.
Mm. Hey, Sarge, why don't you hold your breath underwater as long as you can and in full sleep?
Message
Scott
deleted.
Zolak just
has on the way home. He's a big commuter.
He has the Brady tip line on speed dial.
He loves to commute and call in.
So last night, I was getting drunk with Brady at the Drunken Clam in Quahog, and he told me that he's going to play football next year.
It's a pretty good Peter Griffin.
Yeah, it took me a second to realize who it was, but nonetheless.
It's not bad.
Yeah, so my sister works at the Cracker Barrel outside of the Rentham Outlets, and she was telling me that a couple of weeks ago, she saw Scott Zolak in there with Tom Brady. And Zolak had his hand in Tom Brady's lap, which I took to mean that Tom Brady's going to the Detroit Tigers.
Message deleted.
I'm questioning all of these as being the validity. Mm-hmm. There seems to be a lot of
judge.
He said Rentham, so I believe it for Zola.
Yeah. Is there a Cracker Barrel in Rentham?
I believe there is outside the outlets. I think that is correct.
See, I go to the one in Tewksbury.
You're a man that... Tewksbury. Great travel.
I love Love Cracker Barrel.
I've never been in a Cracker Barrel.
Hash brown casserole is amazing. Here's the only thing.
You had
though,
me a casserole.
If there was ever a earthquake, you'd die if you were eating there, because hanging above your head are all of these like sharp instruments of death, like shears and these rakes and these like knives and shovels.
If you go to a house and they're serving dinner that they made, that's bad enough. But if they pop a casserole out, you're getting out of there. You're out of there immediately. You don't give
love
me the
some casseroles. Tuna casserole? Good stuff.
No.
You never ate poor people food, Fred. Everything's a casserole when you have really nothing left and you just shove it into a thing and
I
put
mean,
it in the
I
oven.
I ate Hungry Man dinners. I don't think that those are for the... I mean, I wasn't poor, but I don't think that the Hungry Man dinners are, you know, a treat for the very wealthy.
Tom Brady Hotline, this Ray from Baltimore. When God tell you something, you need to believe it. God told me when Tom Brady played football next year. You ready? They five members of Tom Brady family. Five. Nashville zip code is 37203, which equals 15. You jump on Interstate 75. It take you right into Tennessee. Numbers, numbers, numbers. Man, God, something else. Sarge sucks.
Message deleted.
Out the other day at the Waffle House, saw a dude take out $12 and buy cornflakes. You know what that means? Brady to Canada, like Flutie. Let's go, Tommy. CFL, baby. Love ya.
Message deleted.
Listen, Tom Brady doesn't have the balls to leave. Tom Brady has as many balls as Wallach has tumors in his head. None.
Message deleted.
Well, that was nice. He said none.
That's they right.
Removed the tumor.
That was very nice of him to say.
Yeah, my brother's wife's best friend knows the director of Tom vs. Time, and I guess when Tom Brady found out yesterday that Sarge was dropping his name, he flipped out and called him up and said, I need that dork's voice off my movie pronto.
Message deleted.
Hi,
Wiggy, what up?
Message deleted.
What's up, brother? That's it. I can't believe this. Two sports cards, Scott Zolak. Asshole. Who got
infection. Message deleted.
That is a Scott Zolak butt dial.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, he said his own name in the butt dial.
He's like, yo, Scott Zolak. How many times a day do you think Scott Zolak says Scott Zolak? A lot.
It depends. What time did that come in?
I don't know. I actually don't know. There isn't a timestamp on any of it. But, I mean, that is a Scott Zolak butt dial.
You don't get those every day. We could auction it off.
Oh, yes, yes. I just had a tip to give you. I heard Tom Brady was going to the Pittsburgh High Heelers. Oh, I'm sorry, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The mothership has connected.
Message deleted.
DA calling in for the final call.
Yes. All right, so there you go. What's the number again, Rich?
It is 617-822-6628 or 617-TB-BOOB-U, the letter U.
All right, so we will return in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Krug leaves at the near point. Martian, wrist shot. Kick from the far circle by Maroon. Fired out in front. They score! It's Brad Martian! And listen to this place here in Tampa. The Bruins fans erupt, and the Bruins out to a 1-0 lead late
Giroza
first period.
Has to get it in. Does safely. LeVert gets fouled. What was he doing? He was jumping in the air. They're going to give him the free throws.
Oh, God.
The ball came into LeVert. He turned. He couldn't see the rim. He was not shooting. He jumped up in the air with nowhere to go with it, and they call it a shooting foul with 0.2 seconds remaining. Wow. If it's a regular foul, he gets 2 shots. But they call it a shooting foul, and LeVert now 3 to tie the game.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Those are the two games that happened last night. And but first, all right, what is going on with Marshall Hook? He's the most convoluted thing happening right now.
What do you mean?
It's almost Sarge-esque.
What do you mean?
What is this? He's running a 5K, which is great. But what is the some charity thing?
Yeah, he's raising money for I believe, is it cancer research? I forget what he is raising money for.
I think it's the Special Olympics.
Raising money for the Special Olympics, and he's trying to get some of the employees here to go to the Kowloon and then have listeners or people in general pay money to have dinner with us, you know, radio folk.
And what day of the week is this?
I believe
it's
a Tuesday.
And at what time?
6, 7, something like that.
I'm being told it's at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Me? Yes.
Why doesn't he just ask us to donate money?
Well, I told him I couldn't go, so I said, but can I donate money?
Right,
so,
of course you can't go.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of people can, though. Like, I think, like, most of the Filigree Mash show is going to do it.
I just don't know why you just don't ask for money. Like, why do you have to do something so convoluted?
Well, because it worked. Because he thinks he can get more money if people bid to go to the Kowloon with the members
of
Kowloon.
Okay, he wants 5 people to go to Kowloon.
And
five people to bid.
Like five listeners, yeah.
Yeah, so there is more than that on staff. More than 5 people.
Well, I think he asked everyone, because if he asked everyone, then it was a better chance to get 5 people. If he asked 5 people, you might get 2. But if you ask everybody on staff, you're more than likely
to get 5. There's no cap on the amount of people he wants to go to this thing.
Oh, yeah, he wants 5 people to bid, yes.
Right, and so you could, and by the way, it's in Kowloon, which is very close to his house. But, I don't understand why you take these measures to, first of all, you're running a 5K, great. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Well, it's because he's doing it to raise money.
Yeah, but you could raise money without running the 5K.
But it's a way to do it. I mean, if you're just saying, hey, I'm, you know, raising money. I mean, people do it for, I mean, that's why they do it. You run 5Ks
to raise money. But if I said, hey, I'm raising money for the Special Olympics and I take the 5K out of it, because I'll give them money too. Mm. But I don't understand this about when people do things. There's two things that don't need to happen in this quest for money. One is the 5K means absolutely nothing.
I think it's because it shows people that you are going to work hard to earn their money for the charity.
Run a 5K? I can run a 5K. 5K, it's not running the marathon.
Yeah, I think it actually might be more for this one he's doing.
It's a 5K.
But that's why people, when they run, like, you know, 10Ks or marathons and things like that, I mean, they do it because you can show the person, listen,
also,
I'm not just asking you to, I'm trying to hold up IN2 by doing something hard as well.
Fair enough. And also, you need a charity, basically, to get into the Boston Marathon, but unless you're an elite runner. But fine, a marathon is a challenging thing that you have to train for like a year.
Yeah, yeah.
A 5K is something that you can show up to hungover and accomplish. So the 5K I don't get. So here are the steps that Marshall Hook has. He's running a 5K, and he wants money in support of the 5K. Mm-hmm. But instead of asking for money to support the 5K, he has added a Tuesday night trip to Kowloon, which he has now burdened us all with.
No, you don't have to do it.
He
thinks he can raise more money by doing it that way, and I believe he can.
No, the whole staff, if everyone on staff and the salespeople all gave him money, he'd get much more money.
Well, you could also donate, but I think that bid on having dinner at the Kowloon with the Felger and Mash show, I think it actually raised a decent amount
of money. Well, Bertrand's going to be there, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean,
how much money do you think that it's going to cost to eat at the Kowloon with them?
What do you mean cost? What the winning bid is going to be? I don't know. I bet that they would get people probably like $500.
Okay, so $500.
That's $2,500.
So you don't think he could raise $2,500?
He still can. You can still donate.
Yeah, I know, but this is all unnecessary.
It's not. If you want to make money from the listeners, that's how you have to do it.
I mean, please. With the Calhoun?
Is he going to make more money doing it that way or not doing it that way?
Not doing it that way.
No, there's no question he's going to earn a lot more money that way.
So he's burdening everyone with having to
go to Calhoun. He's not burdening anybody. No, but they want to do it.
But the concern that Zolak and I have is there's no... You would get a free pass.
Well, but it's just like, well, then, you know, he asked everyone because he knew some people couldn't make it. And right. So he's not burdening you.
It's a burden. I just don't understand why we're asked to do these things. It's a burden. Just ask for money. I'll give you the money. Why do I have to now go on the hour and a half ride to the Calhoun?
Because you don't.
But why is he running a 5K?
Because that's how you raise money nowadays.
It's not how you raise money is a 5K. Now, here's how 5Ks raise money. I run the Bills 5K. Mm. That all goes to the Travis Roy Foundation.
You asked money for us when you ran a 5K.
At one time I did because people do. But it was for a Travis Roy thing, and it was a way to get them the money.
This is a way to get this because I think this is for the Special Olympics.
It was just a very worthy cause. But what happens is the money you pay to get into the Bills 5K.
Right.
Hang on a second. I can tell you the difference.
Okay.
The money that you pay to get into the Bills 5K, 100% of it goes to the Travis Roy Foundation. Mm. So, and there's hundreds of people that run. So automatically that money's raised. Now, they have set up a way, and I've only asked one time for donations, but they had set up a way that you sponsor. You've done all this before. I've given money to your charities a million times.
Sure.
And I'm happy to do it.
You always do.
I always do. And if I knew Hook, because Wallach's going because they've known each other for 25 years, I'd go. But then they had set up a webpage where they handled all of it. Like, right?
Yeah.
You've done it too.
That's his thing.
No, but it's not.
It is.
No.
I donated and it was his page.
I understand, but just have the page. Make up your mind. Is it a 5K for the page or now everyone's burdened to go to Calhoun?
You're not burdened. It's easy to say, I can't go.
You look bad if you don't go to the Calhoun.
That's not true.
It's not true at all.
Well, Zolak and I have that concern.
I don't know why Zolak is so concerned. How is Zolak burdened if he's not going?
Because then you look like you don't care about the Special Olympics.
No, you donate. You do what I did. I said, I can't make it that date. Can I make a donation? He said, yes, I made a donation.
Okay.
It's done.
Fine. Which is
not
great.
Not burdened.
Fine. I will donate. I don't have a problem donating.
Then why do you...
I don't know why there has to be an extra step.
You're not involved in it, so it doesn't matter.
I am involved. I was asked to go to it. It's an extra step that's completely unnecessary.
It's not unnecessary because it's going to make more money for the charity. It will make more money him doing it than not doing it.
Why is it at the Calhoun?
Well, because his idea was that...
No,
with all this
free.
Talk about the Calhoun... Well,
yeah,
that's part of it, sure.
Andy Wong will donate. Yes.
Absolutely.
Andy Wong is donating.
Saves money.
Food in the space.
More money to the charity.
I think it's a completely unnecessary step.
I still don't understand how you're burdened by this.
Because if someone asks you to go for... It's like what Sarge tried to pull the flim-flam on us about raising $10,000.
Well, that's just Sarge being weird.
That's different.
Yeah,
that's just weird. This is a legitimate money-raising opportunity for a good cause.
So,
all you have to do is donate and you're done with it.
Yeah, I know. But then there's an added burden to it that you're
if you don't go, there's not.
But who knows Marshall Hook besides John? Like, you're asking me to go.
Do you think Felger's best friend with Marshall Hook? He's going to go.
Jim Murray will be there. I think Maz is going, too.
I mean, it's going to raise a decent amount of money.
I don't know.
And if he didn't do it, then that's money that the charity would not be getting.
I don't know.
Olympics.
I think that... Did they ask you to go, Dan? So they didn't ask, like, all these people to go with...
I'm not on the air, Fred. You are.
I know, but
they asked the on-air people. They didn't ask Bird. They didn't ask, you know...
Mm. I don't know. It just seems like an awful lot. A lot of steps to take.
Why did Zolak say he was burdened by this?
Because he's like, I'm going to look like an a-hole when I don't go.
No, you're not. If you donate, you don't look like an a-hole.
I don't know about that.
I agree with Rich. If you donate, you don't look like an a-hole in any way, shape, or form.
Don't you think it's a lot to ask for people to go to Calhoun on a Tuesday night?
Yeah, it's not in the easiest spot for those of us who live in the western suburbs or Zolak or live south of the city. Of course not. It's difficult.
It's a very difficult task.
It is, but you're not burdened by it.
But you're not doing it.
I know, but you understand my point is that it's a very difficult ask. Like, you're asking someone to do something that's exceptionally difficult.
It is. And if you can't do it, you donate. And it's done. But he got a bunch of people to agree to do it.
Yes.
So it worked.
I don't know. It's asking an awful lot.
I think now, because of this discussion, it's going to go for even more than $500.
Well, excellent. Maybe that was my intentional. That's it.
See, Fred, you have a heart after
genius.
All.
I don't know.
Just, genius.
There just seems to be a lot of emails asking people to do a lot of stuff. Like, you know, like pick a lane. Like, let's figure one thing out to do.
I just love how Zolak had this conversation with you.
Yeah, this
like
happened.
It bugged not only one person, but two people so much that there was a conversation. Like, I just got the email, like, I can't do it. All right, here, donate. And it's done. I mean, it took me, like, honestly, like a minute and a half. And, like, that whole thought, the thought of the Marshall Hook Kowloon dinner was done.
No, it's been driving me insane. George, go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to run a 5K, okay, Fred?
Yeah.
And it's for a worthy cause. But if you don't want me to run it, you can donate it. You can donate $2,000 to the Special Olympics, and I won't run the 5K anymore.
I don't care about your 5K. The 5K has got nothing to do with anything. My charitable donations. Now, if there's something like Light the Night that Rich does, because he's a friend and business partner of mine, of course I'm donating money. But the way I donate money, which is substantial amounts of money, substantial, is I base them on the cause in my research and how much is used to affect the actual charity. It's not based on the marathon fine, but based on someone taking a light jog around the block. No.
What he's doing is he's asking you, can you help me raise money for this charity? Like, would you mind helping me raise money? And either way, whether it be by going to this appearance and having the listeners eat with you, that's one way, or donate. That's it. And I don't think that you look like
there was no and donate on the email.
Well, he was asking if you could do it, but I would think the normal thing to do would be like what I did, and I just go, hey, I can't make it, but I'll donate. Don't you think that's a normal reaction if somebody asks you to help them raise money for a charity
that
you can't do it?
And if he said, and if he sent out an email and he said, hey guys, I'm trying to raise money for the Special Olympics. Would you mind going to this webpage and donating? I would have said, can do. And I would have gotten on, I'm still going to do it, obviously, but I would get on the computer and I would go to it. I would get out my credit card and I would donate, and then I could live my life. But instead, there's this added pressure.
You had to read more. You had to read an extra paragraph.
There's added,
and then talk to Zolak about it.
He wants. It's added pressure. You see, you don't.
There's no pressure.
Your life is like, you don't even understand not getting along with your in-laws. Like, you just tell them to go screw.
We have a great relationship because I do that.
Yeah,
because it doesn't bother me. Fine. I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna deal
with you. But your whole thing is, you can tell people to go screw in the normal life.
Or you can donate.
I know, but that's not the ask. The ask is, hey, can you come to Kowloon on a Tuesday night at effing 7 o'clock and sit there with listeners?
And you've said no.
Now, right? Now I think you should go. Because of you bitching, I think it's going to be even worth more. People are going to donate more money to sit across from you, Fred. Now you got to go. After all this talk, you have to go.
I'm not
you've
going talked to yourself into it.
That's I'm right. Not going to the Kowloon at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night. I can't. I have a job. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Rich and John here. You wouldn't be an a-hole if you didn't go. What you would be an a-hole is if you went on the radio and argued about being an a-hole.
And one last point, Fred. I wouldn't worry about this because everyone thought you were an a-hole way before this conversation.
Wait, let me ask you something. Don't you think this is an... he hung up. Someone has to agree with me. All I know is that Brian...
That you were burdened by an email?
We have six lives.
It was a gigantic ass.
Which you didn't have to do. The email bugged you so much that we spent a break talking about it. And you had a conversation with Scott Zolak about it.
I have an email, a text, kid, and I'm just going to say his name. It's from Hardy. It's not so much the pressure. It's the extra implied obligation.
There's no implied obligation.
Hang on a second. Three of us think there is. It's not so much the pressure. It's the extra implied obligation. It's more of a pain in the ass than other charity requests.
And you don't have to do it.
But it is implied obligation.
It's not.
Well, that's what the email said. It's an implied obligation.
Marshall came to you, came to all of us with his hat in his hand saying, look, I'm doing this. I'd like some help. Can you help me?
And a lot of people said yes.
Yes. Myself included.
Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, talk about the donation. As much as people love to donate, I feel there are a lot of people out there that they're willing to donate more if they're going to get something out of it.
I know, but if you're asking five people to do the job of what, you know, 100 people could have done. Do you see the why is there a 5K and a Kowloon dinner?
Well, the 5K is just ridiculous anyway. Like you said, you can sign up for that and run that hungover, but...
fine.
But yeah, think of like silent auctions that are trying to raise money.
I understand that.
People are going to get something
right
out of it.
Right. I understand a silent auction. I don't understand Tuesday night at Kowloon, the added step.
It's going to make a lot of money now. Now we've talked about it. It's going to make even more than in the first place. Yeah. So Marshall Hook, you can thank. You can thank Fred, actually. He's helping you raise money right now.
That's right. Thank you.
Looking out for you, Fred.
Thank you. And he, by the way, in the email, he said that he was thin.
He is a lot.
He
thinner.
Is thin.
He
I is. Know, but I don't know why he had to pat himself on the back in an email asking us to for an obligation.
It all has to do with running. You know, he's running a lot of 5Ks and road races and around the North Shore. He's
80 pounds? Did you say 80 pounds he's
yes.
lost?
Yes, he's lost a lot of weight.
So he should be running 10Ks.
You're right.
He
probably should upgrade to the 10K.
I totally agree.
I would think he got to upgrade.
And then send in another email to everyone.
Yeah, because, you know, like 5Ks, like people wear costumes. Like people dress like Elmo and run 5Ks.
So you said running a 5K hungover? Oh, yeah.
I've been hungover. It's on Sunday morning.
Yeah, yeah. Most 5Ks end with like some sort of like beer fest they afterwards, like, you know, just some sort of like drinking party.
All right. Well, there you go. Marshall Hook.
You solve anything?
Hardy, Zoe, and I thought it was a big ask. That's all.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, well then we'll move quickly on this. But Marshall Hook without the hotline number, obviously, calling in on the request line, the call-in line. Marshall Hook, hello.
Hi, Fred Toucher. How are you this morning?
I've $1 million, baby. $1 million. If you're just joining, I've heard
a rumor you have an issue with me of some sort or another.
It's not necessarily, it's with you. All right, so here is the deal, and then we'll wrap this up quickly because we talked about it before. But Marshall Hook is raising money for the Special Olympics, which is a very worthwhile charity, a cause that I will donate to. However, he is not only running a 5K, he is putting us under the perceived obligation of attending an event on a Tuesday night at the Kowloon. And I don't understand why these extra steps are needed.
This, by the way, from the same guy who bitches and moans every time he doesn't get invited to something, is now upset that he was invited to something.
The only thing I was... The only thing that I was legitimately upset about not knowing about was when Rich took the show to the Bruins game. Everything else, I'm kidding.
Very upset when Joe Murray did.
If you think I was really upset with Joe Murray, you should kind of reel it back and think that and put it in perspective. I was not angry with Joe Murray in real life.
To be clear, I sent an email to everyone saying, "Hey, if you would like to
also,
do this,
you said
I'd
you were
like
thin
to
in
have
it.
You."
You said that you were thin.
I said I was less fat.
No, you said you were thin.
No, please read the email.
Okay,
I have spent
regardless,
the last year getting less fat.
All right, you humble bragged. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and I invited people to come. I at no point did I say, if you don't come, anything. I just said, hey, if you want to come, that's great.
Hardy, Zolak, and I took it as a perceived obligation and then felt
How could you possibly read that email as a perceived obligation?
Because you were...
possibly?
Because when you asked
people... I sent it to more than 10 people and said, I only need about 10 people.
So you sent it to 10 people and said you needed 10 people.
No. I sent it to well more than 10 people, and I already had four. I sent it to, what, 3 plus 3 plus 3 right there. That's 9
okay.
out of 10.
But you understand, once one person agrees to go, there is a perceived obligation that all should go.
Only in your head, Fred.
Hardy head. And Zolak feel the same way.
Okay, well, listen, I shouldn't feel the same way. Let me put it out there right now. Fred, you are not welcome there.
God bless you.
In any way, shape, or form. Right. If you wanted to come, I would say, no, Fred, don't want you there.
Good for you, Marshall.
Let's be clear. Honestly, I don't want you there, Fred.
Right.
I try to be nice to you, and you do nothing but step all over me, you old angry man, you.
I'm much younger than you, but I will tell you this. Thank you for alerting me to the death threats. I owe you for that
one. Okay, well, listen, maybe I'm more on their side than I was before.
All right. Very good, Marshall. Thank you. And I will be giving you money.
Okay, well, thank you, Fred. I love you.
I love you, too. All right, there you go. Marshall Hook.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm sure Marshall understands what's going on. There was conversation off the air about how it was an obligation. But
with Zolak, which is fascinating.
And Hardy.
To me, out of the entire thing, the fact that Scott and Zolak... Now, who brought up the conversation?
I probably did.
Okay.
I think you did.
I said, are you going to the Hook thing? And then he kind of went off.
Okay.
Yeah, because and then he got mad that Bertrand said he would go.
Yes, that's true. That was a conversation. I was here for that. Yes.
That's right. Not everyone is uncomfortable in their own skin as Rich. Rich was perfectly fine with not going.
I don't know. My whole thing is that if I got a problem with that, I'd probably tell Marshall. Like, I mean, Zolak is bitching about it behind the scenes? Why
because
tell
it's
Marshall?
Easier.
I know.
He's not around, Hook, to bitch at. All right. Billy Jaffe's going to join us. Guess what it is for DeBrusque?
It is a off day.
It is a CBA.
CBA day.
A CBA day, baby.
So screw us. Bruins get to go dark for one day, and it happens to be our day.
And even if DeBrusque wanted to call in, he'd be screwing the union, so he really cannot call into the show today.
But that's you know true. What? It's him not being on seems to be helping him, because yesterday he finally broke the 10-game slump.
So unnervingly streaky.
Yes.
Yeah, he is. He's probably going to go on a hot streak that's just insane.
But think about that. The way that DeBrusque is, and I completely agree, he scores goals in bunches and then disappears for 10 games.
They keep effing with his line.
No, he's going to be a restricted free agent. How do you... I mean, what's the salary structure for a guy like that?
He's so young.
I know, but the thing... And that's part of it.
Yeah.
A streaky young scorer who probably wants, what, $4 million, $5 million a year? If you're the Bruins, how do you quantify that? That's really dangerous.
Scott from Wrentham, hello.
Now you're saying I went off? When did I go off?
Oh, Jesus, Scott. It's a turn of phrase. I didn't see you were throwing furniture around.
Out there, that I'm crapping on some charity thing.
Oh, God.
Here we
Scott's,
go.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Scott, when are you going to realize that no off-air conversation is safe? Ever.
Exactly. You can't. We can never talk about an internal email because Fred just airs the stuff out publicly to everybody.
You don't feel it was an unfair obligation, that it was a big ask.
Do you know how many charity golf tournaments I've played in?
I didn't. I'm not questioning your philanthropy, Scott.
Where I got to sit there for 6 hours and talk to four people that I don't know and then go sit at a sit-down dinner with them for an extended hour and a half and then go through an auction. Those things stink. You want to go sit and eat with listeners?
No! I'm on your side. Have you listened to any of this?
That was more of the point. What are you yelling for? See, you're the one going off.
No, Hardy, you and I agree that it was a big ask. None of us have said
Tuesdays, I can't do Tuesdays. I can't do
Neither
Tuesdays.
Can I. And it was a bold ask. Is that all we were saying?
No, I got lacrosse and baseball.
Fair enough. But, I mean, both of us said that it was a big ask.
We will donate, though. We will both donate.
Yes, Scott, this doesn't make you look bad.
No, so all the pressure's on Hardy now, so we're both off the hook.
All right.
I love virtual.
All right, very good. I'm surprised you got defensive about that.
You said I went off.
Scott, fine, you didn't go off. The definition of going off, I think, is you have it a little bit higher than I do.
Yeah, if somebody goes off on someone,
Oh, no. I didn't say you went off on Hook. I said
I went off on the situation.
Yes, and so did I.
We talked about it. It was like during the break.
Yes, that's when it happened.
You brought it up.
I did do that.
I'm beating your ass when I get in.
You don't even know what you're upset about.
I don't. I got all upset hearing you guys yell at each other.
Yeah, I know, but you don't even know what you're upset about.
Shut up, Walsh.
In an internal email. Ooh. Jesus, Scott. Big internal email. Ooh. All right.
I invited more than 10 people. Fred, you're being a jerk like a crusty old man.
Coming from a guy. Well, listen, in fairness, he runs 5Ks, but we appreciate it.
617-822-6628.
That's right. The Tom Brady tip line. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
I'm on it right now.
Okay, All right. Thank you. Very good.
I've been feeling we're going to get some calls from Marshall Hook tomorrow.
Well, that took up much more time than I had intended.
I thought it was brilliant, Fred.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. Well, Billy Jaffe is here, and he will come in and he will join us. And why is Scott Bodpeck? I didn't even say he did anything wrong.
He said that he was bitching about it. He went off on the email or went off on Marshall Hook. That's the problem that he had. Is that he thought that was a conversation just between you guys.
Oh, Jesus.
And you brought him into it.
Oh, please.
Because he might say something to you, but not want to make Marshall feel bad. And maybe he didn't want Marshall to know that he had a problem with it.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stutter step near side, feeds to the near quarter court, and his pass to flex out to center ice. Racing forward is DeBrus, tripped up. We're going to have a penalty. DeBrus comes in, shoots, he scores! What a rush that was from Jake DeBrus. Got knocked down, got back up, and then chipped it just inside the far post. 2-0 Bruins.
All right, 98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. The Bruins with, you could say, a big win last night against a team that not
huge win. I mean, is there a bigger win
all right.
As of late?
So Billy Jaffe from Nesson is in studio. Marchand with the first goal of the game. Had been ill.
Yes. He ate bad salmon? Is that what the word is? I think he said that afterwards.
Okay, it was, and he had to get an IV. Earlier in the day, I had gotten the doubtful, mid-afternoon, very doubtful. And then I got the update, 50-50, going to give it a go and warm up. I'm like, okay, good for him. Now, if it's food-related and not health-related, of course, that impacts your health, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, right. You can move it.
It's going to get better.
Yeah, right, yeah. You can move it, you can get out of your system, and then IV will help if you're sick. See, okay. If he was sick, I don't think they'd let him play.
Yeah,
right.
they said it was food poisoning that he ended up getting.
Okay, so...
Which sucks. I mean, can you imagine... First of all, it sucks normally, but can you imagine playing hockey?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.